November 20th, Friday. Who are those who remained? Those who remain, those who will remain, and those who will leave behind. Those who remained possess the gospel in the midst of spiritual war. However, they don't perish. Instead, they are those who remain. It's all right no matter what the circumstance may be, because they are those who will remain. In the end, God will give them everything. They are those who will leave behind. The works nobody can do, those who will leave behind. Isaiah 6:13. And though a tenth remain in it, it will be burned again like a terebinth or an oak, whose stump remains when it is felled. The holy seed is its stump. The phrases those who remained, those who remain, those who will remain, and those who will leave behind are hidden within the word stump or remnant. Everyone will eventually perish, but God will entrust the works that nobody can do to those who will leave behind. Therefore, God will grant the answer of transcending or going beyond them. Number one, spiritual DNA. Those who will leave behind can change the spiritual DNA of others. Simply put, this refers to the changing of people's imprints, roots, and nature. From the moment people hold on to the covenant, God will change their spiritual DNA. Number two, only uniqueness and recreation. The answers of only uniqueness and recreation have been prepared. These are the answers that you must discover, relay, and teach. You must also establish systems that will implement and sustain them. By doing so, you'll be able to form a forest. Most people attempt great works from the beginning. However, the correct start involves starting from the easiest point and the lowest place as you look toward the future. Dear God, as my spiritual DNA changes, help me to enjoy the answers of only uniqueness and recreation. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.